The filings for the August primary have determined the makeup of the fall elections in Vermont. There are 5 statewide elected officers in the state, 3, Treasurer Beth Pierce, Secretary of State Jim Condos, and Attorney General William Sorrell, all Democrats, filed and have no challengers. Governor Peter Shumlin also submitted his paperwork to be on the ballot. Republican businessman Scott Milne filed at the last minute as the Republican candidate for governor. During an interview earlier in the day on WDEV radio, he said he would challenge Shumlin, but realized it was a long shot. Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis.
My sense is Scott Milne felt that he had to do this for the benefit of the Republican Party, because if Scott Milne had not run, the Republicans were left with Emily Payton from Windham County. She's someone who would not have the support of the Republican organization. And even if Scott Milne has not a very high chance of defeating Peter Shumlin, I believe he concluded that it was important that the other side be presented in debates, that someone make the argument about Shumlin's vulnerabilities, just so that the governor did not have a nearly free ride to re-election.
7 Days political columnist Paul Heintz adds that Milne stepped in after several other candidates backed out of the gubernatorial challenge.
The Vermont Republican Party for months has been trying to come up with a credible candidate to run against Governor Shumlin. They tried to talk a state representative named Heidi Schuerman into running, a retired Wall Street executive named Bruce Lissman, and Randy Brock, who was the 2012 nominee and is a former state auditor and state senator. But in the end, all 3 of those potential candidates did not decide to run, and Scott Milne, who's a little-known owner of a travel agency, stepped up at the very last minute to challenge Governor Shumlin.
Eric Davis says the GOP struggle to entice gubernatorial candidates reflects not only reticence to challenge an entrenched incumbent, but disarray within the state party.
One of the things the Republicans in Vermont are increasingly lacking is people who can be called on to be candidates for statewide offices a few cycles down the road. And running an unsuccessful campaign for one of the lower statewide offices is a good way of getting publicity, getting your name known, and getting talked about for future election cycles. And the Republicans don't have anybody in that category.
The race to watch, Paul Heintz feels, may be the lieutenant governors. The only Republican in statewide office, incumbent Phil Scott, will face off against progressive Dean Corin after Democrat John Bauer dropped out when he failed to qualify for public financing.
So now it's going to be a one-on-one race between a moderate Republican and a fairly liberal progressive. Now, that actually could end up being somewhat competitive, particularly because Dean Corin is from Burlington, and that area has quite a number of votes that you need to win.
No incumbent governor has lost a re-election bid in Vermont since 1962. In neighboring New Hampshire, incumbent governor Maggie Hassan has officially entered the race for a second term, filing her candidacy papers with the Secretary of State on Thursday. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.